Texas today urged the Supreme Court to leave the state's restrictive abortion law in place. Texas was responding to the Department of Justice, which has filed an emergency application asking the court to block the law. It effectively bans abortions in Texas after 6 weeks, and it's intensified a long-running political fight. Some conservatives hope the Texas law is a step toward ending legal abortions, with a right-leaning majority now on the Supreme Court. Here to help us make sense of it all is Stephen Vladeck from the University of Texas School of Law. He's an expert on federal courts. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Professor, could you just sort of lay out the stakes here? Could this Texas case effectively overturn Roe v. Wade?
Oh, it certainly could. And I think, you know, that's indeed what some of its supporters are hoping it will. But also keep in mind that the Supreme Court is already set to hear argument in December in a case out of Mississippi about a Mississippi law that bans just about all abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy, where Mississippi, some other states, and even some members of Congress have already asked the court to overrule Roe. So that's what's sort of swimming in the water as the Supreme Court decides what to do.
So there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of numbers to keep track of, too. But for folks who are trying to understand what the stakes are here, 6 weeks, 15 weeks, those are both earlier than sort of what the legal precedent is right now, 22 to 24 weeks. And that's part of what makes these cases so significant. I'm wondering, Professor, if you think the court then is likely to take up this Texas case alongside the Mississippi case.
Yeah, I think it looks increasingly like that's a possibility. I mean, earlier this week, when the federal government asked the justices to lift the Fifth Circuit stay, basically to put back on hold the Texas law that had been blocked by a district court, they also asked the Supreme Court to leapfrog the Court of Appeals, the Fifth Circuit, and take the case on the merits. The providers in their separate challenge to the Texas law have asked for the same thing. And so, yeah, I think it's a distinct possibility that as early as tomorrow, you know, we're going to hear from the Supreme Court that they actually do want to have the Texas law up before them alongside the Mississippi law. Then I think the real question becomes, what happens until then? Are the justices going to leave in place the Fifth Circuit stay, which means SB 8 would still be in effect, which means abortions would still be just about unavailable to Texans from the 6th week of pregnancy onwards? Or is the court going to side with the federal government temporarily and allow the law to be frozen while it decides what to do on the merits? I think that's the other thing to watch for.
I'm wondering, Professor, what your take, though, is on this notion that, you know, now there's a conservative majority on the court. That means Roe v. Wade is in jeopardy. We know the conservative justices are not a monolith. I mean, what do we know about how each one of them individually is thinking about this issue?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no question, Callum, that at least a couple of them are probably ready to and willing to overrule Roe and Casey and basically to eliminate any constitutional protection for a right to pursue an abortion at any stage in pregnancy. I think it's just not clear if there are six of them or even five, which, of course, is the relevant number. And that's why it might actually be attractive to someone like Chief Justice John Roberts, who's worried about the court as an institution, to put the Texas case alongside the Mississippi case and potentially hand down what, at least from the court's perspective, would be a split verdict, where the court might say the Mississippi law is okay, 15 weeks is still shorter than what Roe and Casey allowed, but there's a meaningful opportunity under the Mississippi law for those who are pregnant to still obtain an abortion, but 6 weeks is too short.
You know, you mentioned the concern that Chief Justice Roberts has about the perception of the court as a political entity. And just to put a number on that, there was a national survey just last week that said a broad majority of Americans, more than 6 in 10, feel that way. I think the court makes rulings based on politics instead of the law. I'm just wondering how you think that might play into the way the court conducts itself in a case like this. Are they trying to avoid that explicitly?
So, I mean, I think, again, we come back to the court being, you know, a they, not an it. This is as, you know, sort of visible an example of this phenomenon as we're going to get. Are the justices going to do what many of them were appointed to do and eviscerate the right that the Supreme Court recognized 48 years ago in Roe? Or are the justices going to look at the role of the Supreme Court as an institution, look at the divisiveness over this issue in the American polity, and say maybe the best thing we can do is actually not lean too heavily one way or the other? That's why the Texas case, ironically, now gives the court a way to try to look like it's not acting, you know, in a sort of strictly partisan manner, to look like it actually is reflecting some kind of deeper principles. I think the question is, are the justices going to take that invitation? And really, that's not a question about John Roberts. It's a question about the other five conservatives.
That's Stephen Vladeck, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law and an expert on the federal courts. Professor, thanks.
Thank you.